I met her on her 32nd pilgrimage. Yeah, that's what she said to me as she swept the floor in the hospitalité. She tidied up the cups and I asked her if she was going to go to the end of the pilgrimage. And she looked at me and there was a pause and I had no idea whether she was on duty and wouldn't actually be able to go. In other words, I'm not quite sure. People have jobs to do here and they have to do their job. And maybe her job was to tidy up for the afternoon concert that the invalids are going to deliver later on. But no, she said, this is my 32nd pilgrimage. So she said, well, look, I've been to the end of the pilgrimage many times before. But I like the idea of doing a poem about I met her on her 32nd pilgrimage as she swept the floor and brushed the crumbs and tidied the teacups and in her bib and that covered the badge that she was wearing. I just like that there's something about it, like an imaginary backstory, what was the very first pilgrimage she came on. Because people here have stories. And I imagine that they're better able to remember their first pilgrimage than their 27th pilgrimage. How can you remember your 17th, 21st pilgrimage? Unless you have a method. And I wonder, is there something that we could develop for pilgrims? Actually, the truth is it exists already because I've thought of it. But imagine if you had a little book that you... in which you kept a few notes, no more than 100 words, let's say. And you, everybody who was a regular comer to Lourdes, had their book, their 100 words on each. Well, 20 words would be enough, to be truthful. Or, in fact, 17 syllables would be enough. But a little tiny thing that would remind them of that particular pilgrimage. It might be the weather that year, it might be. Might be that was the year that somebody died on the pilgrimage. Might be that was the year they slept it out for Mass or whatever. But that would be an interesting little... your pilgrimage book. In future, of course, it'll all be on Facebook. And all the nurses and all the doctors and all the handmaidens and all the priests, they'll all have Facebook pages and they'll all be... that it'll be possible to search and find out, well, what do they do on their 19th pilgrimage. Now, that's jumping ahead. I haven't heard of the Limerick pilgrimage Facebook page. But for all I know, it exists. And some of the youngsters here have been shooting off large amounts of video footage on their phones, I know, and still photos. So that material could all be used. So here I am again at Église Saint Bernadette. I think I'm going into the same place we were in this morning, or perhaps a different church. Not sure now. I think where we were this morning. Going in here for the closing ceremony. And it's a bit like up on stage. No, it's a different church. But up on stage are the massed ranks of the helpers, the young people. They seem to be occupying the central place. In front of them are the wheelchairs. My mother's in here somewhere. She'll be up at the front because she's in. The carriages are behind the small wheelchairs. Around the side are the water. People got plentiful supply of water, and it's the water. This guy is getting the water ready. And he's probably going to put water out so that it'll be ready. Because it'll be warm in here, and this is going to take 3/4 of an hour, I would say. So, right up front are the what I'll call the small wheelchairs, and Brancardi is there talking to my mother. And there's a young helper who's chatting with two people. Another Brancardi up the front. Father Chris has got a pair of Nikes on, I think they are black runners and short. Shorts on, got long thin legs, and he's got long hair, and he's got a Jesus beard on him, so fair hair, and he's carrying the service in his hand. I think this is his gig, actually, to be honest. Around the side are a couple of guitars. A couple of guitars and a keyboard player. And at the back of the keyboard player is my friend, the violinist and the organist. And she's got her fiddle. And I'm just going to just go and have a quick look to see what kind of music they're going to be playing. Not that I can read it, actually. But I'm just looking over this man. You can ignore me. Yeah. I'm looking at Mary Black, Wonder Child. Wow, that'll be interesting. Good. That's to see what kind of music people are going to be playing. There's a lady here on keyboards, and she has got, in front of her, she's got Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops. Are we going to hear that?
Yeah.
Whoopee, one of my favourite groups of all time. You're practicing for the Four Tops. Actually, is that the whole service there?
Yeah.
Would it be, could I take a photograph of that?
Yeah.
Nobody would mind, I know, but you see, it would be wonderful to get the, to have a record of that. Now, let me just grab perfecto. Brilliant. So I see the first mystery of light, Jesus baptized in the Jordan, then the wedding at Cana, the proclamation of the gospel, the transfiguration, the institution of the Eucharist, and the closing prayers and blessings. Wow. Okay, thanks a million. And we have the fiddle player in the back here. We'll come back to you. It looks lovely in the box. Wow. Just beautiful. Of course, it fits perfectly because somebody made the box after the fiddle was made. All right. So, and there's Father Tony. He's the head honcho, and he's talking with the head honcho of the youth. And we're about to kick off in a second. My mother will disapprove of me. I better go over and just say hello to my mother for 1 second. Bless you, Mama.
And you. And you too.
This is our after lunch kiss.
Of course it is.
That's I'll see you later.
Right.
I'll see you later. Let's get myself over here, out of the way. The director, Father Donal, he's in a blue shirt and a dark trousers, and he's talking with two of the best nurses I know. They're really superb, and they're having a rough day today. The nurses actually.
No, they're not.
They were unfairly pipped in the in the competition last night.
Well, where does that leave the clergy? I mean, I thought we were by
robbed.
Robbed.
Absolutely. I had the nurses and the clergy join first. Absolutely.
I hope that.
So there we are. There we are. Sure. You'd be nowhere without humour, would you? You'd be nowhere. Now there are people taking photographs here. There's a big, huge organ over the back, and there's a crucified Christ in gold, almost like as if it is in gold gilt, above the youth, as they're sometimes called here. So here we are. This is the closing ceremony. My brother's in a good position over there. I must take a photograph of him. He's asked me to document his day. So we'll capture some of the music now later on.
Of course, we should play on our own. You are my beloved child, with whom I dwell in peace. The gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, may we